Now we present an encore presentation of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
The Dow Jones, S&P, NASDAQ all had a decent week. Dow was up 0.3%, not much, but the S&P was up 1.8. NASDAQ up 2. The 10-year Treasury, can you believe this thing? It's on fire. Closed the week at 2.48%. And oil up 49.9% for the year. Closed at $112 a barrel. Now bonds are off 6% year to date. And people are asking me questions, what's driving stocks right now? So I figured this morning I'd get into it with you a little bit and talk about what's going on and what I think's going to happen. We'll call this my market segment. Stocks have spent most of the last week thinking about the evolution of, there's two influences I keep talking about that are affecting the markets right now. I'm sure you know what they are. The first is the Fed, and the second is Russia-Ukraine. So looking at the Fed, we saw the markets drop early in the week on the realization that a 50 basis point hike in May is more likely than not. And markets later in the week started to digest that reality and did pretty decent. And why is that? Well, let's think about it. From a historic standpoint, yields are super low. I mean, the Fed's coming off zero. So anything above zero, depending on how much it goes, not necessarily a bad thing. So on a historic level, rates are still very, very low. And the market also believes now that a 50 basis point raise in May, it's not the end of the recovery. So with no major Fed policy changes coming for another 6 weeks, what can happen in the next 6 weeks? Well, that's going to be about commodity prices. Because what also is true right now, if you look at what happened on Wednesday, oil was up and stocks were down. Yeah. So on Thursday, when oil was down, stocks were up. So unlike the Fed, where the impacts won't be felt for months, the impact of oil is immediate. And the longer the oil prices stay elevated, the stronger the headwind will be on growth and growth stocks. So in the near term, next 6 weeks, don't be surprised if the S&P 500 continues to trade directly, inversely to the price of oil. At 4,500 right now, the S&P 500 has completed a solid bounce from where we saw it hit in February at the lows. But I don't see anything right now that tells me that this market can go substantially higher. And why I say that is because I think 4,600 is probably as high as it's going to go. And I say that because the Fed right now is more hawkish than they were before the market rallied to 4,800 in late part of last year. And the other reason, like I said a minute ago, is commodity prices. Oil, I don't think, is dropping anytime soon because you have this war going on. So don't get me wrong. I'm not happy that the S&P has rebounded, but I'm still very much of the view that you're going to see a trading range in the S&P 500 between, wait for it, 4,300 to 4,600. And I don't think we're going to really see anything outside of that until we get a meaningful reduction in the tension that's occurring across the world. You see our president over in Europe right now. You see everybody uniting. And at some point, something's going to happen. So that's going to be an issue. And then also, once we get confirmation that the Fed is done, that they figure out we're doing a good job, everything's fine, I think everybody will relax a little bit. So those are the things that are happening, and that's what's going on. Now, let's turn to the economy, because that also is a signal of what's going on. And this past week, we had some good numbers coming out and some not so good numbers. The PMI, what the heck is that? Well, this has to do with people making things. And the number was super solid, was 58.5, which is good. Anything over 50 is good. The estimate was 55.9. So we had almost 3 points higher, which shows that growth is happening, and it's happening in the service sector. And it's strong. There's no denying that. The other good news we saw was that these supply chain pressures, you know, like getting stuff delivered to your house, that's improved a lot. In fact, the supplies are starting to grow, which means that there's a lot more inputs coming in, more available resources to do things with. So that's those figures are strong, and that helps. It helps a lot. The other issue that we have is inflation. Inflation's still running hot, and because of the numbers that I saw last week, I don't think that it's peaked yet. So the Fed is concerned about that. It's another thing we have to keep looking at. Now, the other thing that was disappointing is durable goods, and I'll tell you why that's important and why you want to keep your eye on that is because durable goods represents what businesses are spending. And right now, bottom line, businesses spending dropped a little bit in February. Now, 1 month alone is not a big deal. But if that continues, if businesses are starting to spend less, then that will mean the economy may be slowing down. So that's another area we have to be paying attention to now after that report. And we'll just have to see. So the next report will be coming out in about 3 weeks, and that'll measure what just happened here in March. So we'll see what happens there. Commodities, the big issue there, natural gas. Yeah. U.S. natural gas prices were higher this past week. Why? Well, President Biden met with the European Commission President von der Leyen, and the two of them were talking about us, U.S., giving more liquefied natural gas to the EU. And their goal is 15, think about this, 15 billion. So from a supply standpoint, the fact that current natural gas stockpiles are 20.9% below the levels from last year. And get this, 17.4% below the five-year average. This is supported of that price, that commodity, especially when you consider the EU demand that could come online here. That's pretty good. So you have less supply, bigger demand. Natural prices on gas, I think they're going to keep rising. And right now we see with the technical confirmation settling somewhere in between $6 and $6.50. That's very strong. So natural gas might be a place that you want to think about.
Investment advisory services are offered through Liberty Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. The strategies mentioned are not suitable for everyone. The information expressed does not consider your specific situation or objectives and may not be appropriate for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. To better understand the risk associated with investing and how it reacts to different market conditions, listeners should always consult with their qualified investment professionals, financial advisors, legal or tax specialists, and conduct their due diligence before making any financial decisions or taking any action. The legal information provided on the air is not intended to substitute for callers hiring their lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Liberty Group LLC paid for the following program, and the host's views and opinions do not represent those of the station or its ownership. California Life Agent number 048569. Persons engaging the services of one affiliate of Liberty Group LLC companies should be aware that each company is operated separately. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.